Podium Audio presents Helloween, written by Duncan Ralston, performed by Joe Hempel. Part 1. Gate Night. Chapter 1. 1. October 30th, 2001. Film set, downtown Crook's Corner. Darla Knight did not want to be here. This town, this shoot, it was all her agent's bright idea to get her faded star shining again, and she was only marginally interested in any of it. The script was fine for low-budget horror, but the director was unseasoned, and the weather in Crook's Corner was crummy this time of year. It might be fine for tourists in search of autumn foliage, but the rain and cold was taxing, especially since Darla was used to the near-constant sunshine of Southern California. The day before Halloween was another miserable day, and the last she would spend above ground. The sky had been overcast and threatening to rain or snow all afternoon. The chill in the air, bone deep. To keep the film equipment from getting too cold, the crew had set up heaters inside the old farmhouse where they were shooting. But Darla still had to don gloves between shots just to keep her fingers from freezing. Part of her missed Los Angeles, more for its warmth and endless sun than the people. She was still a small-town girl at heart. And this small town, with its fresh air and crowdless streets, reminded her of the one in which she'd grown up, bringing back memories both good and bad. When she'd left Clavel, Wyoming at 17, her opinion on small towns was that their citizens led small lives with even smaller minds. Having spent the last 2 decades in sunny California, she'd concluded small minds could be found everywhere, and some of the smallest lived very large lives in the city she'd called home for almost 25 years. 36 rolls, Jean-Claude, Darla said on the phone in her trailer outside the farmhouse set during an afternoon 5. 36 rolls, and not a single one worth a damn. What about Psycho Kitties? Her agent asked. That film puts you on the map. If this is on the map, where's my star on Hollywood Boulevard? I'd be lucky to get a star on MapQuest. You are here, you know? And where is here exactly, JC? I'm shooting a nothing horror movie with no-name talent for a hack director in the middle of New England. I could be painting. I should be painting. She heard Jean-Claude fiddling with his lighter, firing up one of his horrendous rum-dipped cigarillos with the plastic tips that gave him a moment to decide how to answer. She imagined him puffing away at it, wafting the cloud of smoke out of his squinted eyes before calmly replying, "You know I love your paintings, Darla. The galleries I've gotten you into, they love your paintings. But paintings just don't pay the bills, Snookum. Do you know what does? Hmm? Movies, she muttered. Beg pardon? Movies, she said louder, annoyed. Movies, Jean-Claude agreed smarmily. The business of show. So unless you want to lose that pretty little condo in Venice Beach, you need to keep taking the roles that are offered. You should feel lucky, Snookum. You're no spring chicken. Women your age? In this town? He huffed dramatically. I'm not old, Jean-Claude. Of course you're not old. Not for out there, he was quick to add. But for Los Angeles, he always pronounced it with a hard G and long E, Los Angeles. You're too old to play the ingenue and not old enough yet for those scenery-chewing Grand Dame roles. If you were Julianne Moore or, I don't know, Emma Thompson, you'd have far better offers to field. But you're not, so you don't. When life hands you lemons, Snookum, you squeeze those little yellow bastards and make yourself a white lady. I am a white lady, Darla said, aggravated. Although I wouldn't consider myself a lady. It's a cocktail. From the 20s? It's 10 o'clock in Los Angeles, Darla, and I've been dry all morning. This time again tomorrow? Darla didn't feel like they'd hammered anything.